AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At the United Nations, the push for Palestinian statehood is gaining strength. Ed Donahue has the latest.
French President Emmanuel Macron says the time has come.
Certains diront trop tard.
He says some will say too late, others will say too soon. One thing is certain, we cannot wait any longer. Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour says this is historic. France joins the UK, Canada, Australia, and other countries.
To recognize the state of Palestine is an investment in peace and saving the two-state solution.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says statehood would reward Hamas. Secretary General Antonio Guterres pushed back.
Statehood for the Palestinians is a right, not a reward.
Netanyahu says he will decide on Israel's response to the Palestinian statehood push after meeting with President Trump at the White House next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
I think you shouldn't take it.
President Trump suggesting the use of Tylenol during pregnancy may contribute to rising autism rates.
And you shouldn't take it during the entire pregnancy. They may tell you that toward the end of the pregnancy, you shouldn't take it during the entire.
The president did not provide medical evidence for the new FDA recommendation. Experts have studied the potential link and say it's unproven. Trump also raised unfounded concerns about vaccines contributing to rising rates of autism. Scientists, doctors, and researchers have attributed increased rates to greater awareness and the newer wide-ranging spectrum used to issue diagnoses. The Supreme Court will consider expanding President Trump's power to shape independent agencies. It's agreed to quickly hear arguments in a case over the firing of members of the Federal Trade Commission and two other boards. A 1935 decision found commissioners can be removed only for misconduct or neglect of duty. And on Wall Street, stocks hit new heights. The S&P rose 0.4%. The Dow added 66 points, or about 1/10, while the Nasdaq gained 0.7. This is AP News. Only three games in Major League Baseball today. The Braves host the Nationals. The Cardinals and Giants meet in San Francisco, while the NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers are in San Diego to face a Padres team three games back of LA in the NL West. It was a big weekend for the Dodgers, who had a farewell night Friday for Clayton Kershaw, took 2 of 3 from the Giants, and passed the 4 million mark in attendance for the first time.
Los Angeles is the first MLB team to draw 4 million fans in a season since the New York Mets in 2008. The 2025 Dodgers are only the 10th team in MLB history to do so. The defending World Series champions hit the mark Sunday in their regular season home finale against the San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers list the capacity of Dodger Stadium at an MLB-high 56,000. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.